You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Tayo ay nabubuhay sa isang mas nakahiwalay na lipunan na may isa sa apat na mas matandang Australiano na nakatira na nag-iisa. Kung nga pakipagtagpo sa mga bagong kakilala na may katulad na hilig sa iyong pamayanan ay hindi na kasing dali tulad ng dati, paano kung lumikha ng iyong sariling grupo kung saan ang mga taong may mga magkaparehong interes ay maaaring magkita sa totoong buhay? Sa tampok na ulat ni Amit Chen Yuang na isinalin sa wikang Filipino. Si Metaxia Chibidis ay nabalisa sa kanyang hindi malusog na paumuhay at ng kanyang mga magulang sa mahabang panahon. Lalong tumindi ang kalungkutang iyon matapos ang pagkawala ng kanyang mga magulang at ang kanyang sariling laban sa breast cancer. Sa pagkakataong iyon, siya ay nagpasyang buuin ang meet-up group na Melbourne Greeks upang hikayatin ang isang malusog na pamumuhay sa hanay ng mga kapwa Greek-Australian habang isinusulong ang kanyang negosyo.
I really didn't know who would join. What I am noticing though is a lot of people in the group are actually scared to attend events. They're hesitant in many cases. They're just watching to see what the group does. However, there are some that are actually coming out and meeting together. It's actually from that 30-something bracket right through to our eldest members is into his 60s.
Inabot ng mahaba-habang panahon bago napabilis ni Metaxia ang pag-host at pamamahala ng online na grupo sa tulong ng isang kasamahan. Paminsan-minsan, sa loob ng higit 3 taon, sa gitna ng kanyang pakikipaglaban sa sakit na cancer, ang grupo ng Melbourne Greeks Meetup ay lumago sa halos 200 na miyembro.
It's a platform where people can come together. We used to take that for granted as children because our parents had a lot of social gatherings that they had taken the time to create through their associations and community networks. But that seems to have eroded as time has progressed. And I believe this platform will give an opportunity for people to come together and reignite our Greek heritage as well.
Maraming paraan na maaari mong mabuo ang iyong sariling social network sa pamamagitan ng mga online platform. Ayon sa digital at social media specialist, Mel Kettle.
Through the Meetup website, there's setting up a group through a Facebook group. There's setting up a LinkedIn group, which tends to be for more professional groups. And there's creating your own event and running it through something like a ticket selling site such as either Eventbrite or Sticky Ticket.
Halos 35 milyong mga users sa buong mundo ang kumokonekta sa pamamagitan ng kilalang platform na Meetup. Pinagsasama ang mga taong may magkakatulad na interes na nasa labas ng iyong umiiral na mga social media network. Ngunit unang iminumungkahi ni Kettle na itanong sa iyong sarili ang mga katanungan tulad ng bakit mo nais na magsimula ng isang grupo bago gumawa ng commitment.
Is there already a group established that you could join instead? Do you want it to have an educational purpose? Do you want it to be about networking? Do you want it to be social? And then when you created your group, how are you going to bring people together? What kind of event will you run? Will it be going to see a movie and then having dinner afterwards? Will it be doing something physical, like maybe going for a hike or a walk or a bushwalk? And then you need to think about who should join and why. Do you have time to actually lead the group and be responsible for everything that's happening? How often do you want your group to meet?
Ang platform na Meetup ay naniningil lang bayad sa pangasiwa o administration fee na nagsisimula mula sa halos $17 kada buwan, depende sa kung gaano karaming mga kaganapan o grupo ang iyong pinamamahalaan. Bagaman, hindi lahat ng mga online Meetup group ay naniningil lang bayad, inirerekomenda ni Kettle na kailangan mo pa rin isipin ang lahat ng mga gastos na nauugnay sa pagpapatakbo ng isang grupo.
Every event has a cost, whether it's providing tea and coffee for your people or some catering. And so you need to work out what are you going to do to cover those costs. Are you going to pay for them yourself? Are you going to charge a registration fee? Could you find a sponsor? So they're just a few of the things that you need to think about.
Ang ilabas sa ngayong sarili at ilantad sa mundo ng digital ay nagsasangkot ng mga panganib, lalo na para sa mga matatandang gumagamit ng internet. Napag-alaman ng mga istatistika mula sa Australian Competition and Consumer Commission na ang hanay na may mga edad 65 pataas ay nakakaranas ng pinakamataas na antas ng mga online scam. Si Dr. V.D. Putdar ay isang dalubhasa sa information security mula sa Curtin University. Habang nagbabala siya na masyadong maraming mga paghihigpit ang maaaring limitahan ang kayang maabot ng iyong grupo, hinihikayat din niya ang paggawa ng mga hakbang upang maprotektahan ang iyong sarili sa online.
Keep the bare minimum information that is required to set up the groups. When you create an online account, I will just use a pseudonym just to make sure that my privacy is maintained. You could have invite-only group, so you could say people can apply to be part of the group, but you can be selective on who you accept or not in that group. So that is some kind of a way to filter out who you will be socializing with.
Sa kaso ni Dr. Putdar, pinapayagan ng teknolohiya ang kanyang mga magulang na makatagpo ng mga tao mula India na may katulad na hilig sa ibang paraan o setting.
My mom is a good singer. So we said that the event would be about singing or chanting Indian music. And we got, I think, around 12 or 13 people interested to come. 7 or 8 people did come up. And it was a good social experience for them in a different country.
Karamihan ng mga miyembro ng Melbourne Greek ay may edad sa pagitan ng 30 hanggang sa kalagitnaan ng 50 na itinakda ni Metaxia Chibidis para sa mga nais sumali sa grupo. Marami ang nagbabahagi ng parehong pagkahilig sa pagpapanatiling buhay ng kanilang pinagmulan o kulturang Griego at ang kanilang wika sa pamamagitan ng kanilang mga pagtitipon. Sa kanyang pagtatanong sa mga miyembro, ang layunin ng pangkat ay lumawak na din mula sa una niyang naisip at nasasabik siya tungkol sa kung paano magbabago ang kanilang paglalakbay.
It's needed because there's a lot of isolation amongst our community, especially the younger generation who are sitting behind technology and don't necessarily understand the concept of community and coming together. And then there's the other extreme where you've got the older people who are looking for a way of maintaining their heritage and community in a space where they're coming together to meet again, but these people from both different age groups are obviously accessing technology to do so.
Inyong komunidad, inyong usapan sa SBS Filipino.
Tell us what you think. Rate this podcast on iTunes. It helps other people to find us.